Blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Yeah, I got Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to your show. That's right. And we have a great show for you tonight. That's right. We'd love to hear you call in. The phone number to call in, which is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we go any further, let me introduce you to the players tonight. And right now, we're live from Orlando, Florida. But except for Chris Shows in the studio, the rest of us are in our homes. So if it sounds a little funny, we're calling from our home. Our first co-host is Lynn Golder. Co-host Lynn Golder, you there?
I'm here, everybody, and welcome to our annual tribute to Memorial Day weekend edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
And our other co-host tonight is Gary Sinclair. Gary, are you there?
I certainly am, and I hope everybody has a safe and nice Memorial Day.
And in the studio is our producer, and without Chris Shaw, can't be in the show because he's the engineer. Chris, you there? Chris Shaw?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me good?
He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. It's a lot going on over here right now.
Let's not bother him. He's got a new system he's working with. I'm scary.
Tonight's show, I want to dedicate this show to Lynn's first mother-in-law who passed away tonight at the age of 99. And believe it or not, she died from the corona. Well, she really, it's an amazing thing. She didn't die from the disease itself, but she did, because she died from isolation. It was the isolation that killed her, and she died alone in isolation. And if she didn't have the isolation, she'd be fine. We were going to have planning on her 100th birthday party, and she died.
She died 4 days ago.
Yes, and we want to dedicate the show to Sarah Levitan. Sarah Levitan. Sarah, it was wonderful knowing you from so many years. And we had a great relationship, even though I wasn't your son.
Tonight.
Yes, even though I wasn't your son, I treated like a mother-in-law. And Lynn was always there for you. And I wanted to say it was great, great knowing you. It was. You were a great lady with your big family. It was wonderful. And again, I dedicate this show to a wonderful woman named Sarah Levitan. Gary, you have any PSAs? You want to talk about any shout-outs?
No, I don't have any tonight.
Michael? You don't, yes. Gary? Well, Michael, I would just like to shout out to all the veterans who fought for our country on this Memorial Day weekend, and I especially like to remember my dad, who was a World War II veteran, Edward Laper, and we did go visit him at the Florida National Cemetery in Bushnell, Florida, yesterday. And we miss him terribly. And Michael, also, I would like to give a shout out, and I'll let you elaborate a little bit, to AMS Uniform Gallery and the 7439 West Colonial Drive in Orlando. And Angie Forbes is the owner, and she's giving out free ices on Saturday. So, Michael, I'll turn that over to you about AMS Uniform Gallery at this time of need for the caregivers, et cetera.
Yes, this is for Angel. This young lady's got a business in Ocoee, Florida. And if you're looking for anything to do with caregiving or as a nurse or as a doctor or anyone else that needs any kind of apparel, any kind of anything to do with your nurse or caregiver, that's the place to go. Lynn, would you tell again the name of the show?
Yeah.
The name of the store?
AMS, like AM as in Mary S. AMS Uniform Gallery at 7439 West Colonial Drive in Orlando. And her number is 407-298-4495, and ask for Angel, and she'd love to see you. They have checked for the hours due to the virus. Their hours might have changed a little bit, but she will help you if you're a caregiver, a nurse, or a doctor, and you're looking for uniforms and scrubs. So that's the place to go.
So if you're looking for scrubs, that's the place to go. Go to Angels. Again, what's the name of this store again?
AMF Uniform Gallery.
AMF.
Yes.
Oh, AMS. AMS. Mm-hmm. That's in Ocoee, in Ocoee.
It's actually on West Colonial Drive, which
okay.
is, yeah, it's Ocoee. Okay.
And listen, folks, if you haven't gotten it yet, AARP, check it out, because that's the place. You know, when you talk about AARP, and you talk about, you know, that it's only 12, listen to this one, it's only $12 a year right now, $12 a year to join. You can't fit a lot of money, $12 a year. And for that, you get your card. And once you get your card, you get so many discounts you can get, whether you go out to eat. Someday you're going to go out to eat.
Someday.
Someday. Or you're going to go, for those who can see, you can drive, rent a car or a hotel, discounts on all those. So
yeah.
Everywhere you go, you get a discount saying AARP. I know I used to use it all the time when I went to Denny's or Outback or any other different restaurants. They all have discounts with AARP.
That starts at the age of 50, too. Don't have to be
50.
50.
Right. Yeah, yeah, 50.
I'm calling Gary, I'd like to give the phone number for AARP.
Yeah, give the phone number, Lynn.
Okay, this is a specific number that they would like to call. It's 888-339-5847. That's 888-339-5847. Or just visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
All right. Is that on our website? Is that on our webpage?
Yes, it is.
For those folks who are tuning in for the first time, don't know what you're listening to. Well, this is Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the visually impaired and the blind community, as well as all the disabled folks out there. So anyway, if you are disabled, this is your show. This is your show. We hope we entertain you. We hope we educate you. We hope we inform you, because that's what this show is all about, to educate
and Michael,
inform. Yes.
And if they have any ideas for our show, they can also contact you, or any ideas or suggestions, anything. They want to contact you. How do they get a hold of you, Michael?
Contact me at Michael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to look us up on the web, just leave off Michael. Don't put Michael at, don't put that on. That's only if you're going to write to me. If you're not going to write to me, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. We are back. Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, hope you can use that figure to pick up the phone and call us. The phone was 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And I hope you can belong to AARP if you're over 50. That's right. And Lynn, you are up. Lynn, you there?
Actually, Gary's up.
Okay, Gary, you're up.
I'm up. Okay, everybody. I want to introduce a very special man, and I know him and I are both in the Navy Seabees. And I want to let you know that if you've ever seen the movie John Wayne and the Seabees, that you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you haven't, go and listen or watch the movie John Wayne and the Fighting Seabees. And I want to introduce you to somebody that is very special. He's actually one of the last 100 living original Seabees that came out in 1942. And I want to introduce you to my good friend, and his name is Peter Durante. And so, Peter, I'm going to hand it over to you now, and I'd like you to tell everybody a little bit about the Seabees and how it was back in the early, early days of World War II.
Yes, Gary, thank you for your introduction. I'm Peter Durante, living in Santa Florida. The mottos of the Seabees is can do. And we was Seabees were started in 1941 to be a construction outfit of the US Navy. And what we do is I myself 119 CB, we built the 7th Fleet headquarters in Hollandia, New Guinea. We built a 7th Fleet. We built a receiving hospital at a Quonset Huts in Oro Bay, my outfit and another outfit, 119th. And that's what we did. I never had to shoot anybody because we were always mostly in construction. behind the enemy lines. They were, the Japanese were pushed way out of New Guinea, but we did our job, and we got a commendation from the admiral of the Navy. Admiral Nimitz. We got a letter of commendation for finishing the headquarters on the top of a mountain in New Guinea. I went in the Seabees at age 19, and because of my high school training in math and trigonometry, they decided to put me in the in the Seabees Navy, I was a surveyor. We surveyed the roads. We surveyed in New Guinea, in the jungles, for roads, and we surveyed for a tank farm. And most of the men who came in were tradesmen, like they received a degree like three stripes because they had a craft, like electricians, carpenters, plumbers, and all kinds of trades that they already had. In fact, the commander of our outfit had a construction company in California, Commander Mackey. He was the commanding officer of the 119th. So the men had previous training in construction. And we also had training in marine training for gunnery, and also training for we went to a firing camp in Rhode Island, and also we left California. We went overseas on February 12th. 1944, and landed in by troop ship, landed in Milne Bay, New Guinea, about 10 days later. We made a stop in Port Moresby, I think, to take on water, and Port Moresby, Australia.
Wow, that's really good, Pete. That's very informative tonight. And you know what? I got special permission for you to send off by singing us God Bless America.
Okay. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. And let's not forget.
Yay, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
You're welcome, and God bless
Chris,
all you.
Can you play the CB song?
I'll sing
for Peter.
Can you play the CB song?
Where the Seabees
Peter
said
he
could sing it.
He can build and
he... There we go. Here he comes. Here's the Seabees song.
That's it.
Now I like to hear Peter singing.
Okay.
Peter, do you think you know it?
We're the Seabees of the Navy. We can build and we can fight. We'll pave our way to victory and guard it day and night. And we always will remember the 7th of December. We're the Seabees of the Navy. Bees of the seven seas. And there are many...
Very good, Pete.
Yes, God bless you.
Very good.
Peter.
I have a question for you. If it's not too much to ask, how old are you now?
I'm over 95. Thank God. I pray a lot.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Let me listen here.
That you're amazing.
Yeah, you're amazing, Peter. 95 years old.
And guess what? When I go to sleeping meetings, when I get back to normal, he's my driver.
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Right, and you know what? I thank God for my longevity, because you need to pray a lot. In these times especially, God is at the helm, and we have to know that no plague come nigh thy dwelling. And if you're doing your mental work and prayer and doing good in society, you will not get ill. You will not get any virus or any kind of disease. And the 91st Psalm is good to study. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I give all my credit to God and my mother praying for me all the time when I was in the Navy. And we had great success and protection, and never had to kill anybody or do anything that was bad.
Well, you made my
day. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for joining us today.
Yep.
We love having you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your service as well.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Pete. And we'll have you back on a Veterans Day, buddy.
Yes. That would be wonderful.
Memorial Day.
Stay well.
God bless. All right,
Pete. Be safe and be well.
Be well, right. Everyone. Thank you, God bless.
Thank you, Peter. Bye. Bye. Peter Durante.
Peter Durante.
Sanford.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, it's time. We're going to go right to trivia. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? Let's see if it's coming, Gary. We'll see whose song it's going to be. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? The first trivia song. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. God, we don't need another mountain. All mountains and hills high enough to climb, and there are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love.
So who is singing that song? That voice is very distinct. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? It's a very distinct voice.
And it's a very appropriate song.
Yes, what the world needs now. That's right.
Absolutely. We need it.
We need it to be united as one.
All right, so I got somebody on the phone line calling in all the way from up yonder around the corner, right here in Orlando, Florida, our good friend, the one and only, Tom. Tom, how you doing, Tom?
Tom?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Happy
Memorial Day to you. Are you calling for the trivia, Tom?
No, I was just calling in to say my father was also a World War II veteran in the Army. And my brother was a Vietnam vet in the Navy.
Oh, good.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it so much, Tom, calling in.
So you appreciate the show, then, that we do every year?
Oh, yeah. It's very nice. Yeah.
Well, wasn't that pretty good copy?
I started crying when I heard him singing, and also because he's the same age as my dad was. So it just, he's terrific. Peter's terrific.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Tom. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you're listening. We're happy you're listening.
And folks, those listeners out there listening to the show, if you have someone that was in your family, whether it's now or before, maybe you have someone now who's in the service right now, or if you had someone who passed away that was in the service before, call in. Let us know. I'd like to hear from you.
407-894-1680.
All right, so we're going to the phone line, and we're going to take a trip down to one of the world's most famous beach, Delray Beach, that is, and talk with our good friend Howie. I think Howie got the answer to the trivia, though, but I don't know. Howie, you there?
I'm here. I'm not sure of this one.
Come on, give us what you got.
I think we're
not to be sure. I'm shocked.
Dion Warwick.
Oh, you're right. You are right.
Yeah.
He knew it.
All right.
He knew it. Okay, Howie, you knew it.
What did you get there, Michael? What did you win? You talk about Memorial Day. My dad was shot and made it, thank God, and it's a special day. We always had he was behind enemy lines, and three guys got shot. As he told it, he was in the middle, and the guys on either side didn't make it, and he was a long time.
Wow.
From Delray Beach, Florida. And he guessed Dion Warwick, and he's correct. And he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway.
And Howie, we're glad that you're enjoying the show.
And Lynn, I'm sorry to hear of your loss.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Howie, hold on one moment. I'm going to patch you. Hold on one moment. All right, Howie?
You got it.
It was very nice to give you a nice condolence.
He did. I wanted to tell him she was buried at Star David. He would know this funeral at the cemetery.
So anybody has family, family out there and discuss military days and talk about your family members that passed on through the military, just give us a call and tell us about them. It's their day today. Sneak up for them. Michael, you were in the service, were you?
What are you saying? I was never in the military.
No, you weren't in the service.
I was never a soldier, no.
You couldn't pass the tool test.
You know, I have colitis. They wouldn't let the person in with me because I have colitis.
You didn't hear what you said.
I said you didn't pass the tool test. What's the screwdriver?
No. But I had my note with my colitis.
In the other city, boy, didn't know tools that I know.
Michael and are we in break or we're not? What's going on here? I don't hear anything.
We're getting ready to go to break now. Just paying with me. There you go.
Okay.
All righty.
We're on the radio. Okay, now we're going to break. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, we're live from Orlando, Florida. Actually, we're not in Orlando, some of us, because we are doing it from our home. Lynn Golder's in her home. I'm in our home. And Gary Sinclair's in his home. Chris is the only one in the studio. So it's live.
Well, guess what, Michael? We're all alive.
We're all alive. Yep. And we're doing this show from Central Florida. So Chris Shaw is the only one in the studio. And the phone number call in, which we definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. This is the Memorial Show. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, Chris, you're going to give me a little music, or you ready? I guess not. Oh, here he comes. Okay, and then we'll introduce our next guest.
Along, sing a song with the army of the free. Count the brave, count the true, who have fought to victory. We're the army and proud of our name. We're the army and proud we proclaim. First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might. And the army.
Thank you, Chris. All right. Well, listening to that wonderful music, the military anthem for the Army, I'd like to introduce our next guest. We're welcoming back, and we'd like to welcome back Tom Zampieri. Tom is retired Army, and he's also the national president of the Blinded Veterans Association. Welcome back, Tom Zampieri.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah. Hi, Michael.
Hi. You're very welcome. So, I can't hear Tom very well.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom, can you speak up?
Yeah. Are you okay now?
Okay, you can yell at us. We won't take offense. Just yell at us.
Okay. All right.
So, Tom, yeah. We were discussing off the air, so to speak, about where you normally would be this weekend. So, I would like you to tell our listening audience around the country why this Memorial Day weekend is so different. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yes, and it's great to be back on the show again.
Thank you.
As the national president of the Blinded Veterans Association, yes, this is a strange Memorial Day. I normally would be in Washington, D.C., and on Memorial Day, the Veterans Service Organizations attend the events at Arlington National Cemetery, and where the national presidents traditionally from each organization, they present a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. We follow after usually either the president or the vice president places the wreath, and then there are some you know, speeches inside the amphitheater. And then the veteran service organizations, the Blinded Veterans Association, our others, go out and afterwards and do our replaying. And it's quite an emotional event, even though I've done it many, many times. And so anyway, this year, because of the pandemic, they stopped the official ceremony. There'll still be a wreath laying tomorrow, but it'll only be like 10 people. Normally, there's probably 4,000 people there for the wreath laying. And the actual ceremonies usually go on for, we officially start with the president or the vice president doing their wreath laying at 11 o'clock because of the, you know, the 11th day, 11th hour of the 11th month was when, of course, we think of Veterans Day, but Memorial Day, they also do the official wreath laying starting at 11 o'clock. And Arlington National Cemetery, some of your listeners may have heard the wrong thing, that it's not open, and it is open this weekend and tomorrow for family members to go and visit the grave sites. But the general public won't be allowed into Arlington. Again, it's in order to try to reduce the
risk. You're supposed to have a pass, ain't you, Tom?
Right, and you can get a pass at the visitor center if you're there to actually visit a family member's grave site. And so we do know, you know, some veterans that will be going there to visit a family member's grave. But it's like I said, it's usually a very a large public crowd that goes into Arlington on Memorial Day and also on Veterans Day. And they just couldn't have thousands of people at the amphitheater this year.
That's quite understandable.
And so when I was director of government relations for the Blinded Veterans Association, it was sort of actually part of my regular duties was to attend both Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And it was a great honor to do that from 2005 to 2013. And then, of course, I got elected last year at our national convention as the president. And so traditionally, the president of the BVA comes in for those two events.
Right.
It gives me a chance, though, to, as I think you may remember, some of your listeners, I was Army Medical Officer, but I was an Army Medic during the Vietnam period. And just yesterday, I had reached out to a Iraq War Navy Corpsman who is friends with me in here in Houston, and he was sort of struggling with recalling in 2005 when he was in Iraq on the 24th of May. He had his unit had been attacked, and a young 19-year-old Marine was dying. And the Navy corpsman posted that you know, he's never gotten over that he was holding his hand as he died. And he asked the Navy corpsman to please tell his mom that he didn't die alone. And those are the kinds of things that in all the years that I was in the military medical occupation, stick with you for forever.
Yep. Hey Tom, this is Gary, and I don't know if you heard the first part of the show, but I'm the veteran. I'm the blind veteran on this show as a co-host. I'm a Navy CB. I was a Navy CB, and we had Pete Farrell was CB, one of the oldest CBs around the last 100 original CBs on here at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. But I just want to get into let the people know on how or why it's important to belong to the BVA, because, and how much is the membership of the BVA now to get a lifetime membership?
Oh, gosh, it's $25.
$25.
We reduced our dues. We do welcome any blinded veterans to join. We, of course, do a lot of the advocacy on behalf of blinded veterans. And, February 26th, I had the honor of testifying in front of a joint session of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. And so we do our annual testimony and representing the Blinded Veterans Association with the list of the different legislation that we want.
And what I'm saying is the membership is very important. People to sign up, it's not that much to sign up. Not everybody can afford $25. And the membership means so much, because the more members we have, the more things we can get through the government, you know, services and things, equipment for the blind. The VA helps. Once you get the money, the VA comes to you, and then you all work together. Well, we can get all this talking equipment, talking thermostats, talking computers, talking this, talking that, you know, and all this stuff costs quite a bit of money, and it's there and available for the blinded veterans. But we need the numbers each year to show, and right now we need everybody to sign up as they can, because of the fact that the older veterans of World War II are leaving us and going home to God. And, you know, it's leaving our numbers go down lower now, so we need to get more people activated and joining the BVA. Am I correct?
Oh, correct. Absolutely. Appreciate you talking about that. We're losing our World War II and our Korean generation members, and it is important, as you pointed out, that BVA have the numbers, because when we're, engaged in meetings with the Secretary of Veterans Affairs or the Undersecretary of Health or the Veterans Benefits Administration, the more members we have, the more influence we have, and so we're a lot of people are under the misperception that you have to have been, a war blinded, service member.
Good point.
To join, and you don't. If you served and have an honorable discharge and you developed age related degenerative eye condition,
diabetes, retinopathy, or diabetes, or retinitis pigmentosa, mm-hmm. or glaucoma, everybody's eligible.
Everybody.
Tom, it's Lynn. Before we say goodnight, can you tell everybody about? I was going to do it, because we can't celebrate the way we normally do to honor our heroes. tell everybody about the Veterans Legacy Memorial that they can access online.
Yes, you can actually go to the VA.gov website and go to the National Cemetery Service. And this is pretty phenomenal. They just started this, where you can actually, if you have a relative that's a veteran that's deceased, that in any of the VA national cemeteries, you can sort of works like almost like Facebook. You can find that person, and you can post a story or you know a tribute to that veteran. And so I'm glad you you got that email that I sent you and that you asked about that. It's a tremendous way for you know to use the you know social media aspects of the VA to be able to commemorate the lives of these veterans. And before this, you know, families didn't have a way to do that. And so I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, thank you for explaining that. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for all your information. And we hope to have you back each and every year. And we'll explain it again, and hopefully get some more people to sign up for the BVA.
And
thank
thanks
you.
For coming
thank
on to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All righty.
Stay
you
safe.
Take care.
Bye.
You too. Good night.
Be safe.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You know, this show is all about to educate you, to inform you.
Hey, Mike, I want to take a trip down to Deerfield Beach, Florida. There's a young lady who wants to call and say we are having a lovely show, and she wanted to let you know that her family not only joined the service, but they served tremendously.
Put on. Love to hear from her. Who is it?
Marlene from Deerfield Beach. Marlene, you there?
Marlene, welcome.
Yes,
welcome
yes.
to the Blind Beyond radio show, Marlene. Welcome.
Yes, I have macula myself. My mother had it 20 years ago, and they didn't know much about it then. But I'm going for shots for the last 4 years, and they tell me I'm stable like Mabel. So that's about it with what I'm getting treatment. But I have to keep going, I guess, as long as I live. I'm 87 years old now. But
have
God
you been,
bless
have
you
been,
guys.
Have you been a long-time listener of our show?
Well, I know you've been on for 5 years, but see, I used to watch more television, but now I'm back to radio, and I love all the shows and the music and everything on radio. It brings back memories, you know, way back when.
But I'm saying, have you been a listener of our show?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a listener.
And God bless you guys. Continue your good work and everything, and I hope they can find something in our lifetime about a lot of things, cures for things.
Thank you.
This year virus.
Thank you so much, Marlene. Thank you.
Yep,
thank you, Marlene,
for
listening to our show and your show.
Keep on listening.
And I hope we educate you. I hope we inform you, and I hope we entertain you.
Okay, and be well and enjoy as much life as we can.
That's
okay,
right. Buddy. God bless you. Stay well.
And God bless you.
Stay well.
You stay well, too.
Thanks for calling in. Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Marlene from Delray Beach. Was that from Delray Beach?
No, Deerfield Beach.
Oh, Deerfield. But you know where he used to live, Deerfield Beach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We used to live in Carl Springs.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
I have something. I just had a thought of... In my CB organization that I go to, we actually had, in the CBs, we had two brothers that both belonged into the CBs, and their father was a Navy CB.
Is that right?
That's all family CDs, yeah. It was, that's the most CDs I ever saw one
time. I was listening to a movie last night, John Wayne, Green Beret, and John Wayne, Green Beret, he said during the movie, we need the CDs to help with the runway, to fix the runway. We need to also take back some of these trees out of here. Get the CDs right away. And I laughed and I thought of you.
The Navy or the Marines just love the CBs. We're always there for them. Right on the front lines, too.
Hey, folks, if you listen to the show and you'd like to call in, please do. Tell us about any of your family members that were in the Navy, the Army, the Marines, CBs, Air Force, whatever. I'd like to hear from you. Whether they're passed away, I'd like to hear from you. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Wherever you are in this country, call in. Love to hear from you. Lynn, you there? No,
She took a trip. She took a trip. She probably seen the dogs.
That's right.
Gary, you're right. I don't know if anybody out there in Radio Land remembers the show Romper Room.
I know those dogs.
I literally just tripped over Miss Green holding onto this tree, so I almost broke my neck. I'm trying to keep them quiet because it's getting close to the 8 o'clock hour.
I know. I was waiting
people
for
don't dogs. Know. Unless you are
an animal
person who listens to the show all the time and know what 8 o'clock is in our show, besides the second hour, 8 o'clock. If you can spell the word, I can't say it because when I'm saying it, they're going to start barking. T-U-R-K-E-Y, T-U-R-K-E-Y. They're looking at 8 o'clock. They know T-U-R-K-E-Y. That's their treat every night. And they start up. They know the clock. They can't read, but they know the time. 8 o'clock, you'll hear them barking. That's what they want, T-U-R-K-E-Y.
I got to tell something funny, Michael, about Miss Green. That's your oldest dog you have, Miss Green.
Yes.
She was there with us with the Blind and Beyond radio show. They're always talking about Miss Green, this and Miss Green did that, whatever. And one day on the show, Michael called in, Miss Green. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's right. I remember. That was funny.
Oh, my goodness. That's trials and tribulations.
Are you okay, honey? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I leaned against the wall as I was falling. It's a good thing I didn't say anything. Oh, my goodness. Well, we're going to the top of the hour, and then in the second hour, we will have another member of the Blinded Veteran, and his name is Donald Overton, and Donald is the Director of Government Relations at Blinded Veterans Association. But we'll be talking to him and hopefully Neil Kuniansky from Duck Gray Systems and much more.